You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Well, welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast. I was taking a look during the break. Of course, we've had two guests, an hour apiece. So fast tonight. I guess I say that a lot, and they do truly all go by pretty quickly. I think time does go by faster when you're having fun and you're invested in something that you're really passionate about. But with Jared Taylor and Brett McAtee, great show tonight, great guests. You know, what is our best year ever of broadcasting? I think every year gets better. I do. I hope you'll agree. I guess once you reach a certain level of effectiveness or quality that, you know, maybe one's as good as another, I don't know. But when it comes to our topics and guests this year, I think the show has been consistently good. And I thank you, folks, for making that possible. We're going to keep fighting until the victory is secured or until God himself calls us home. But, of course, as we enter into this particular week and for the rest of the month of December, which we'll be getting into tomorrow, we have our Christmas fundraising drive. These four appeals, these quarterly appeals that we do, the 4 months in which we do these quarterly appeals, let me just put it that way, that sustains us. And that enables us to continue to serve as your voice on the airwaves when such a presence has never been more critical. And you know, we're not influenced by public pressure, but rather guided by our insatiable ambition to deliver you results. And we don't like to ask. We'd rather just focus on the work itself. But indeed, we are a listener-supported show. And tonight kicks off our Christmas fundraising drive for 2019. So it is that season of giving and goodwill once again, is it not, my friends? And we ask if we could, can we count on you to put TPC on your Christmas list this year? Our Christmas fundraising drive is now officially underway and will run through the end of December. Just talking about Brett McAtee, you know, again, I have to reiterate that TPC exists to serve you and minister to both your mind and your soul as we share the ups and downs of life with you. But indeed, we don't know how the coming months and years are going to play out, but I'm certain that as long as we're together, we're going to find hope and comfort until that eventual victory can be at hand. It doesn't have to even come in our lifetime. I mean, of course, I'd like to see it. I know it's going to happen. It may or may not happen in our lifetime, but it will happen. Together, we're going to turn this thing around. Together, we can prevail. You look at the achievements we've made in broadcast media over these 15 years, and they're legion, and we've done something important there. And we've done something that other people haven't been able to do, and that, of course, is what has separated us and has given us the opportunity to endure. But I think, upon reflection of our most recent conference, that maybe the greatest thing we've ever been able to achieve is to foster and develop this community that we have with one another. If nothing else, that is something that makes TPC worthy, I hope, of your support. But we always, 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 I mean, yes, it keeps the radio show going. And as you keep the radio show going, everything else we're able to do as a result of our existence is there. That includes the special events and the conferences and the things like that. But we never ask you to do something for nothing. I was just dialing in on my calculator. So this is the end of our 15th year. And we do these quarterly drives, and each time we do, we offer you an incentive. 15 years times four quarterly appeals, that's 60 different gifts that we've had on offer for you. And there have been some good ones over the years, have there not? I mean, we try to give you, you know, sometimes it may be an audio CD or a DVD or, you know, even up to and including a piece of Jefferson Davis's home, the home of President Davis. That may be the coolest one we've ever done. But we also try to help you enhance your home library with some great books, and in many cases signed by the author themselves. And, of course, we people helping people, that's what we're all about. And we try to keep that within the family of our guests. And this month is no different. So your gift of $100 or more between now and the end of December, December 31st, you don't have to wait till the last day, just saying, you're going to get an autographed copy of one of Virginia Abernathy's books on immigration. Virginia reached out to me a few weeks ago, really a couple of months ago now, I guess it was, and she said that she had a remainder of some of her just really excellent books on immigration that she would like to donate if I would consider featuring them as part of our one of our quarterly appeals. And I said, are you kidding me? You know, I'd love to do that. I'd love to do that and get them out. And so we've met with Virginia and drove up to Nashville and got these books now. And I'm ready to send them to you. I'm ready to send them to you. Virginia Abernathy is truly a national treasure. And you know her background, of course. Dr. Virginia Abernathy is a professor emeritus of psychiatry and anthropology at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. She holds a PhD from Harvard University, an MBA from Vanderbilt University, and a BA from Wellesley College. Dr. Abernathy taught at Harvard University before joining the University Medical School faculty in 1975. She is the author of Population Politics and The Vanishing American Dream. And she's going to be making these books available to you with her signature. And, you know, I go through my phone, and when I'm scrolling through the contacts, it's really astonishing how many of those have gone on to their final reward. People I've worked with, people that I'll never see again this side of heaven. And while we still have these incredible people here, let's take advantage of that opportunity. And this is a rare opportunity to have one of her books, particularly it be signed. And she's one of the very first people I met. I've told this story before. She's been such a regular guest on the show. She makes a couple of appearances every year. Going back to our very, very, very first year, she was, in fact, one of the very first guests we ever had on this show back in late 2004, early 2005. And I met her even years before that in the Buchanan campaign in 2000 with she and I both being Tennesseans. We ran into each other a couple of times. So Virginia Abernathy I met for the first time in 1999, 20 years solid. And it was the fall of 99, and we have been just fast friends ever since. I mean, I've really grown up with her, love her dearly. And, of course, she was with us not long ago at the event that we had here in the South. And anyway, that's going to be our gift to you. I hope I haven't been too verbose here in breaking this down. But it is the Christmas season. Our fourth quarter and final Christmas fundraising drive of the year is underway. $100 or more, you're going to get a nice autographed copy of one of Virginia's books. And we hope that you'll take advantage of that and help us continue to do our good work and stay on the air and endure. We need to be on the front lines. Your support makes it so. We'll be right back.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they're, you know, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voter fraud.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, folks, so just a quick reminder, just a quick couple of final points here on our Christmas fundraising drive. Your love offering will enable us to finish the year strong, trusted, battle-tested, and carrying a portfolio full of achievements that our audience has made possible. You know we're going to be here for you as long as we have the means to carry on. And I say this, I say it every quarter, I say, well, every month, every week, maybe. I continue, especially still only a few weeks removed from that just incredible event that we shared together in person. Wow, 15 years doing this, you'd think I would have all the words, or I would at least have said it before, but I don't know if the words exist. I don't think there is a proper sequence or order that I can put the words into to fully explain and articulate what an honor it is to be the host of this show. And I think some of that pride of ownership is the fact that this is, you know, a program that I founded. But you could start anything and you can work on anything. But unless you find an audience, unless you resonate with your people, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't go anywhere. And, you know, that is really par for the course. So the fact that you've given me this opportunity to serve, well, it goes back to that quote we read from Brett McAtee earlier. And in fact, if I haven't deleted it, I'd like to read it again. Yes, my orders are to fight. Then if I bleed or fall or strongly win, what matters it? God only doth prevail. The servant craveth not except to serve with might. I was not told to win or lose. My orders were to fight. Well, I guess you could say that about me. I guess that's the way I feel, and I certainly want to win, and I want to lead our people to victories, and I think we've done a lot of good, and I think we've changed things to an extent. But being able to do this remains, still to this day, 15 years later, here on the cusp of another Christmas season together, one of the greatest blessings that God has ever bestowed upon me. Now, I know it's a holiday weekend, and I hope you don't think I'm just killing time here by doing this, but with Keith out tonight, we had a couple of guests. I could have put another guest here in this slot, and we do have Jack Ryan coming up in the next segment to help me close things out this uh, this evening. But no, I purposefully wanted to have just a couple of segments to have you all to myself, if that's okay. And to remind you that this partnership and the familial bonds that we've forged over the course of these past 15 years is special to us, and we look forward to continuing working by your side to produce this one-of-a-kind broadcast that balances, as we've done tonight. I think tonight is a perfect example of that balance. We balance on this program, and we're the only ones to really do it the way that it's done here. Balance issues of race, ethno-nationalism, history, politics, and Southern culture with the Christian faith, which makes the whole world come into focus. So that's what we do here. That's why our message is unique, and everything we've been able to accomplish in media, all the news, all the headlines, 15 years, we'd never remember it all. I mean, we have made history, for better or for worse. I mean, sometimes it's making history in the form of a defeat, like we had up there with the libel lawsuit. But this show will be remembered. And this show, I think I don't care about all that. What I care is tending to this flock that God has given me and having a positive. I said this at the conference. It's enough for me to know that the people that I care about most, and outside of my wife and my children, and my immediate family, my parents, my brother, close friends, y'all are my family. And so to have a positive impact in the lives of the people that I care about the most, I mean, that is enough. That is enough to keep me going and to keep me motivated and to keep me engaged, just knowing that you out there, Mr. and Mrs. TPC listener, in some way draw some inspiration or hope or encouragement from the work that we do here. Whatever happens outside of this broadcast studio, in the different battles we fought and the accomplishments, the setbacks, whatever, I think in some way that all melts away when compared to the fact that we are uplifting the lives of our listeners and in their own day-to-day existence. And certainly, God knows, you do it for us. That is a reciprocal relationship. That is a symbiotic relationship. You do that to us as well with your letters, with your notes, with your emails, with the updates on what's going on in your lives. We care. We want to know what's going on. We talk about it. People share with us, and we're so thankful, honored that we have built a relationship with our audience to the point where not only do we feel like you're family, you feel like we're family. You share with us the promotion you got at work, or the loss of a job, or the marriage that you just entered into, or the divorce that you're going through, sickness, death, new birth, whatever. The biggest moments in life we have shared together, and we share it on the radio. We try to be very open and honest and transparent with regard to who we are off the air. It's the same as we are on the air. Our families, we share that with you. You share that with us. And I think never more so than at Christmas time. And yes, in a couple of weeks, we're going to start, I guess next week. Next week will be December 7th, right? Let me double check. Yes, December 7th. We're going to start all that fun Christmas music. We're going to have a great December together. But I think especially during this spiritual time of faith and family, that spirit of togetherness that we have here is just so beautiful. I think it's magnified. It's magnified, too, because it has grown organically. This wasn't anything that was forced or pressured or cajoled or, we really don't have this relationship. We're going to fake it till we make it. That's not the case here. What we have here is so beautiful because it's so real, and it is so organically grown as a result of years and years of trust. And we will always work and strive to maintain that relationship with you. And that did not happen overnight. Years and years, week in, week out, day in, day out, every day, no days off. And we've poured into it, okay? And that is what sustains a relationship, is the constant nourishment, and we try to do that. I guess I've said all of that before, but it's worth repeating, certainly at Christmas time, especially when it's on your heart and you feel compelled to to share it. So that being said, we're going to get back on the beaten path, I guess, here in just a minute with Jack Ryan. He's going to close us out tonight. We'll see what Jack has on deck. But do remember that our Christmas fundraising drive is underway now and until December 31st, $100 or more. And you will receive an autographed copy of one of Dr. Virginia Abernathy's books on immigration. And keep sending in those Christmas cards. You're going to be getting ours in the mail here before the next show. So a little Christmas letter from TPC letting you know what we're up to. And we'd love to hear from you. And, of course, over the course of the month, with great pride and relish, we will read off the cities, towns, hamlets, villages, unincorporated areas of this country from which we receive, and the world, from which we receive that support. So make sure your location is on the list, if you would. And we got a great December coming up. We've already got some great shows lined up, some great guests coming your way. And it'll all continue. We'll have a fun, festive, celebratory December together, all leading up to that Christmas itself, the birth of Jesus Christ. And then it all starts over again in January. Knock on wood, God willing, and Jesus tarries. Give us your support. We'll ensure that it does. We'll be back with Jack right after this.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is declaring it a massive scandal after a former FBI lawyer allegedly altered a FISA application related to surveillance of Trump 2016 campaign advisor Carter Page.
This was spying on my campaign, something that has never been done in the history of our country. This was an overthrow attempt at the presidency. They tried to overthrow the presidency. This is a disgrace.
President Trump speaking there on Fox News. The impeachment process will continue into the next phase after the Thanksgiving holiday. No further witness hearings are scheduled in the House Intelligence Committee, and a comprehensive report will likely be prepared for the Judiciary Committee. House Democrats are considering a range of charges against the president, including abuse of power and obstruction of the ongoing congressional investigation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
New details are coming out about the boy who went on a murder rampage at a California high school. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The 16-year-old boy who fatally shot two fellow students and wounded three others last week at a Southern California high school used an unregistered, untraceable ghost gun, according to Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva. Nathaniel Barthos' 45 caliber 1911 model replica semi-automatic pistol was assembled from gun parts and did not have a serial number. These weapons are becoming a problem for law enforcement around the country because the parts are too easy to obtain and the guns take limited experience to build. In Southern California, federal authorities say one-third of all firearms used are ghost gun.
A Chinese national is facing federal charges for allegedly stealing information from Monsanto. Federal agents arrested the former employee as he was boarding a plane heading to China. He's accused of stealing farming software. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Yeah,
Yeah, okay, great. Hey, James, you there? I just want to say hello to all of our fans on the political cesspool. I'm in and out of the great city of Chicago, which is brutal. Beautiful, brutal, corrupt.
Check, check, check.
Everything any Christian pastor would say would be bad about big and immoral cities. We've got it in spades here in Chicago, though I do wanted to report some good news that we had a day last week where no one was shot. And I think that is the first time since April that we have not had any shootings or murders in our city. The totals for Chicago so far this year are 467 homicides, shot and wounded 2,069. So Chicago is a very violent place. Hi, is James coming back in? Is it still me? Okay, so in any event, that's what's going on in Chicago. Other news in Chicago is that we had a change in our police chief, that the former police chief got drunk and fell asleep at a car with his car going on. So that caused a little bit of a public relations embarrassment for the new mayor, who is a black lesbian mayor. I did vote for her, that she was better than the alternative. She's trying to do her best for there. So that's life in the big city. I'm going to make some book and movie recommendations for our listeners. And the book and movie are the same. They are E.M. Foster's A Room with a View. And this was made into a very beautiful movie. I think it was 1985, the Merchant Ivory production. Stars, amongst the other, is Daniel Day-Lewis, who plays this fop that is trying for the affection of a beautiful English girl in Edwardian England. The plot is that there's a young English girl coming of age, and she goes with a cousin that looks after her to Florence, Italy. And I think it is the most beautiful presentation of Florence, Italy, and highly recommend both the book and movie. And it was written by E.M. Foster, who's a very interesting author, and this was back in the day, and E.M. Foster was a homosexual, but this news was kept private. He was in the closet, and it was a time, and I think it just shows that you're always going to have homosexual people, adulterers, prostitution, or things like that, but a healthy society has public decorum, and the best times of England and the United States was a time when this type of sexuality was kept private and the like. So my recommendations this week, The Room with a View, book and movie recommendations. Other things that are happening, most of the things that are happening politically in our country are bad. They're terrible. There is a witch hunt now going on to try to find politically incorrect people who said or something racist against mass immigration, against Islamic terrorism and things like that. And there's a big shakeout that one of the better writers was this very attractive, intelligent writer, Michelle Malkin, who just wrote honestly about the mass illegal immigration invasion that destroyed her state of California. And then these fake conservatives, it's with a group, I think it was founded by William F. Buckley, have done a witch hunt against her in trying to get her deplatformed and taken off for just noticing that mass illegal immigration is bad and they're doing a witch hunt against her. And unfortunately, these things tend to, they tend to be very effective, that people who are, who share our positions about resisting the greater replacement, who share our views about opposing desecration of Confederate statues, Confederate graves, anybody that does that, not only are you targeted by the worst cultural Marxists of the Southern Poverty Law Center, communists and the like, but you're also attacked and targeted by these false opposition in who have jobs in Conservative Inc. And their job, they present themselves as conservative, or they're for free market or the Constitution, or they're patriotic, they wave the flag, but really they're just set up there as to try to fool the regular people that you have some opposition to the worst forms of liberal and leftism. And this group, Young Americans for Freedom, is now going around and destroying the careers of people who just listen to the political cesspool, who were ever on the political cesspool, or who wrote best-selling conservative books about the illegal immigration. These are people who are used to work at National Review, Peter Brimlow, Joseph Sobram, John Derbyshire. And even though their positions are very popular with the American public, they are viciously attacked and smeared and doxxed and have their lives ruined. And it's happening to our people. So in any event, that's news in the big city, in the country. And it looks to be that the presidential year looks to be just horrible. So my advice to our listeners is just to try to tune out from politics or just work locally. I got rid of my cable. Read good books, listen to good music. I tried actually to get out of the country and go to what I thought was the most stable South American country, Chile, to learn some Spanish, but they had communists that staged some riots. The military came in. It was a sort of a civil war. At least they have a military that will come in when the communists riot, unlike Chicago, they get away with it. So in any event, it looks to be a rough year. I'd like for our listeners to just not despair. We've been through worse, and certain things that you can do is to get rid of your cable TV. I've got rid of mine. I also highly recommend that our listeners get this weapon. It's called TV Be Gone, and it costs about $35, $40, and it zaps off TV. So if you find yourself in a place in an airport, Newark Airport, where you're trapped, and the powers that be are making everybody watch Jeff Zucker's CNN, you can zap it with a TV Be Gone, and you'll be gone. Did I hear someone on the side? James, are you there? Or?
Oh, no, listen, brother, this was meant to be. This was meant to be, Jack. So we had just a momentary hiccup there at the top of the segment, and I had to troubleshoot it very quickly. It's like an airplane when your airplane's crashing. I've got a pilot's checklist here in the studio.
Well, that's good.
I was going down the checklist.
Pilot, because I can't fly a pilot. You know, if the plane gets hijacked, you know, if someone else is going to have to do it, I can ad lib and try to do some stand up comedy or something.
Hey, no, but listen, you took the yoke right there. I mean, I was doing the checklist there before we crashed and burned, and ended up having to just unplug my mic and plug it right back in, and I was back connected. But listen, I'm glad it actually worked out that way, because, man, you just held serve that entire segment. If I knew you could have done that, you're going to get your own spinoff show. Take off more weeks with you doing segments like that solo. That was fantastic.
I might be dead or in an insane asylum this year at the presidential year. So, we'll meet greatest hits. They'll play that clip on me as I'm being prosecuted by congressional subcommittees. You know, and they're like that. He said, "Oh, look at these comments." He says that he can't say that. He can't recommend movie like A Room with a View. Good movies. But how are you doing this weekend, sir? How's life in great state of Tennessee and cross border Mississippi? Had such a great time when I came down there.
Oh, well, absolutely, Jack. We look forward to doing it again very soon. Everything's fine. Of course, we're on Thanksgiving weekend here, so we just had a great Thanksgiving a couple of days ago. And it's great to be back with you tonight. As you know, that's just another thing. The calendars continue to go by, and you share these seasons together. You know, when you're working with a group of people, we've got our team TPC here with Sam and Keith and You know, all the people who make this show go, and of course you and Keith are most regularly featured, you know, pretty much every week for all intents and purposes.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, it's always rewarding just to, you know, as you work closely with a group of men, just to go through the calendar together. Now here we are at Christmas time almost,
go
and it's just great
calendar.
To still have you with us.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Well, I mean, unless you know something that I don't know, I hope to be with you guys or with this world for a few more months. Unless you got some secret information and I'm about to be sent off somewhere to some American gulag, that's always a possibility. But otherwise, we didn't get the lead-in song that I suggested.
Yeah, we will. We haven't got it yet. Yet was okay. The key word there. But I just want to say again, great segment. Just taking it, taking the bull by the horns and rocking and rolling. And we're going to come back with one more. We'll do it together. And we got Jack's opening music, a segment late, but coming nonetheless. And we'll send you on into December right after that.
How do you know your child loves you?
When he calls and he says, Dad, why don't we go fishing? Just very simple, but it really counts.
They make a song up, and they come into our bedroom and say, we made a song, and will you listen to
it? Our next oldest daughter came to me with tears in her eyes, and she said, Daddy, I just thank you for coming home every night when we were growing up.
My son does the nicest things. When he's playing outside, he'll come in and just give me a hug and run right back outside.
My daughter goes to the same high school that I'm the registrar at, and I'll go into my office after the bell has rung, and there's a note on my desk. And it'll usually say, Mom, I love you. I'm thinking about
you.
And
I think of my boy that we finally got him through graduation. And he came up to me and said, I made it. Thanks.
Family. Isn't it about time?
That's all I said. And that meant everything to me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march, that is why we pray, and that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
right. Well, we got to the title there, right there in that last segment. And that's an interesting title. I think it's certainly applicable to our plight. That is the police. When the world is running down, you make the best of what's still around. Jack, how can we do that?
Well, that's just it. It sums it up. And I've got a couple of music that I presented that have a simple theme and not complicated and getting it all into these things. Where I do the one, the Queen song, another one, Bites the Dust, with one of our enemies or traitor dies. I have that Fleetwood Mac, Tell Me Lies, Tell Me Sweet Little Lies, about various neoconservative or leftist Black Lives Matter lies. But this song, When the World's Running Down, You Make the Best of What's Still Around. And I think it's a simple theme, but it's a positive theme, because we live in so many parts of the United States where, like, things are not good. We don't have good politics. We do not have good culture. There might be a time this year there's not a single new movie which I think is positive or good. I saw Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I thought was a quality movie and not really destructive. But I can look at movies that come out in the whole year after you go in, and you will find that there was not a single good movie. There was not a single new piece of popular music that you liked. And it's very easy to just despair, to give up, to flame out, it's one of the reasons why there's such an opiate epidemic, drug abuse and alcoholism. People despair. So what I would recommend is that you try to find good, positive things in life. We've got the list of movies from the 20s to now, or we've got British and American literature. Join a group of people who haven't been corrupted, who haven't fallen down into this life. But you do also have to protect yourself from persecution, as we see there, that they're going after them. So that's the theme. I like the song. I don't like the lead singer of the Police. He's one of these pretentious guys with one name. I think, what's that guy? His name is Sting. You know, he doesn't have a
Sting. Well, see, that's the thing. I mean, Sting. I mean, another leftist. But you know, of course, like all leftists, he doesn't actually live in the multicultural utopia that he would prescribe for the rest of us. No, he lives the way that the so-called racists want to live. He actually lives that existence, but he's not a racist,
sure.
You see, because he can virtue
signal.
Well, he
has some good music. And then, you know, the other part is that when all the artists are PC leftists, it's not a coincidence. It's sort of that if you want to be an artist, if you want to be an actor, an actress, you sort of have to go this route. And that came out where that one of the most beautiful actresses in my lifetime was the actress Bo Derek. She was in 10 and the like, and she just tried to do some mainstream conservatism, like George Bush, compassionate conservatives. And the people, Hollywood jackals, told her, if you do this, you'll never work again. You'll be blacklisted. And she was. So we lament the fact that artists that were good and that were from our background, like Taylor Swift, go down this route of PC, anti-Southern, anti-white, feminist, pro-abortion stuff. It's depressing, but basically in this system, they won't be able to work or have it unless they do that. So my one, again, is that theme: when the world's running down, make the best of what's still around. Look around you, see what's possible. Is there some good architecture? Is there a Christian service that hasn't been taken over by sexual degenerates or liberation theology communists or something like that? You got to look around, but life is tough, and I think it's going to be a tough year, and so we just kind of have to make the best of things where we can. And then where's there a place to go? You can't go away to New Zealand or all these countries you thought were like peaceful and positive, and then you find out Sweden's got the most highest rape rate of any country outside of sub-Saharan Africa. And then I was going to go to the South American communists are burning down train stations and things like that. So just make the best of things that you can. Do sports, eat well. I gave up pipe smoking tobacco this 2 days ago. That's something I did. I don't know. I don't have that many vices to give up. So.
Well, you know, I tell you, it's the band that played your song tonight was the Police. You could probably use a few more police in Chicago. I was listening to you rattle
better
off the
police. Yeah.
crime statistics. there at the top of the last segment. So,
right.
And as you said, the cold doesn't really, it's like the Disney movie Frozen, where the main character says the cold never bothered her anyway. The cold doesn't really bother the ne'er-do-wells in Chicago anymore like it used to. They've gotten
better
equipped.
I mean, they still, the shootings and murder ones are go way up. But one thing it does a little bit is that they tend to sort of stay in their own block and stuff. So we had this phenomenon where it was like English soccer fans in the 80s where they would go en route as a group. They would take over take the red line train, and then they would go invade the Gold Coast north side, attack tourists, do riots in McDonald's, and then they did mass shoplifting on Michigan Avenue. So the cold weather does kind of cut down that a lot, and it's a good thing. But then certain parts of the lakefront are just beautiful, and they're empty. They're there. But yeah, the shooting, the murder, and murder and mayhem is constant in Chicago. And I think I've recommended these sites. We have three honest crime sites in Chicago. One is Second City Cop. The other one is Crime in Wrigleyville and Boys Town. And then the other one is Hey Jack Arth. I mean, it's the AS word, which just gives the shooting totals and by neighborhoods. And it's accurate. And people, you kind of get immune to the murder and violence. People are betting on the over and under how many that they do. And it's just, it's a big city. I live in and out of a city where it's a sanctuary city. They don't enforce laws against illegal immigration. And they really don't enforce the laws against murder. I think the murder closing rate is under 20%. So 80% of murderers get away with murder. And the media doesn't really cover individual cases unless the police, it's someone that shoots, the police shoot someone, or that Jussie Smollett hate crime hoax. Oh, by the way, did you see that comedy routine by the black comedian Dave Chappelle about Jussie Smollett? Did you see that?
No, I don't think I have. I mean, I've seen even some of his contemporaries mock him, but
it's just brilliant. It's one of the best ever about just the honesty of the corruption in the black community. As good as anything Chris Rock ever did. It's a longer one that he's got some sections, which including some rough ones about being out in the country in Ohio with white heroin addicts going in there. But he just talks about that Jussie Smollett thing. And he's like, he heard that and he knew within the first minute that was a total lie. That it was like, okay, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's 16 degrees below zero. And you're going to go out, walk the subway, and you just happen to run into these MAGA racist guys wearing hats that recognize you from watching Empire.
That had a noose and bleach.
Yeah. Yeah, and they got them busted so much. They have the check that Jussie Smollett paid the Nigerians with. They got a video of the Nigerians buying the rope and the mask, and they still fixed it. It was the Chinese chief of staff for Michelle Obama, who's now, I think, one of the top person at the Southern Poverty Law Center, that made a call to the Black Lives Matter district attorney, state's attorney, Kim Fox, and saying, hey, you should just drop the case against Jussie Smollett. Just let him off. And they let him off. And so how can you have him? He's completely busted. He's totally just, caught in the act. They got that check that he paid the guy, and they just let him go. And we just don't.
Well, now they're saying he's not going to do jail time, but they're just saying maybe he'll have to, reimburse the city a little bit. Did anything ever happen to him except a little embarrassment?
He's suing. He's got deep pockets, attorneys. So no, he just stopped it. So when you live in an insane, mad world, the same people like you and I are sort of perceived as being different, as we're the crazy people. And you have to work really hard that you don't, what happened to Friedrich Nietzsche doesn't happen to us, that we do go mad. So anyway.
Well, Jack, listen.
Tonight, world's going down. Make the best of what's still around.
Hey, stay cool if you can, man. Great show tonight. Not a wasted minute. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jack. We'll talk to you again next week. Appreciate your service as always. For our guest tonight, Brett McAtee and Jared Taylor, I'm James Edwards. Back at full strength next week with Keith. Good night, everybody. We'll see you in December.